Good morning. Today, June the 18th, exactly 1 week since the last time I did a video. Okay, here we go. There we go. Now make sure that the volume is up, that you can hear me, that you are feeling blessed in this day. This is Destiny in Various Aspects coming to you once again. Today is a very special day. So special indeed that the Lord said to my parents, let her make her appearance. Yes, that's right. It is my birthday. Also, it was Father's Day. So, as long as I'm here, as long as he's here, I am that Father's Day gift that keeps on giving. Keeps on giving indeed. So let's first go off with the formalities. Happy Father's Day. Happy Father's Day to my father, to those that are fathers, to those ladies who have to step into that role as being a father figure to their children. Happy Father's Day. But let's go back to the most important part. The most important part is me. Happy birthday to me. Yes. 56 years. I'm not ashamed to say my birthday, because a lot of people that I met along the way didn't even make it to their 50s. There's people who out here are not making it even to their 30s or 40s. But you know what? The thing that I say on that is that their mission has been completed. And I thank God that my mission has not been completed, because of the simple fact that when it comes down to who we are and the impact that we leave on the lives of others, always think of you, your life, as a book. Some are reading every chapter that you write. Some are just reading the cliff notes. Some are reading one moment that you may have had with them, be it good or bad. But then they expect, when they come back to open the book, it to be the same. And it won't be the same. There's a lot of things that's gone on since my birthday, since I turned double nickels. You know, 55 last year. A lot has gone on. Even in the lot going on, it's been an evolution of myself, a growth in myself. Understanding that I'm stronger than I walk in. I know I'm strong, but I don't always walk in that. And you know, you have those moments when you don't walk in your own strength. I didn't know my own strength. I've been pushed down. I've been tore up. I've been talked about. But I know my strength. I know my strength and where it lies. And, you know, I think for everybody, including myself, when you say love is something that may not always come the way that you want it, that's right. It's going to come the way that you need it. That's the part right there. It comes the way that we need it. Not the way that we want it, but the way that we need it. And in knowing that, what that does, it shores us up. So in those lean times, we can be okay. Not only just okay, but we can be phenomenal. We can be great in those lean times. Because we know exactly what to do and how we need to move according to what is our purpose yet here. A lot of people say, I don't know what my purpose is. I mean, how is it that you can know what your purpose is? Continue to write your story, your life story. Continue to be present. Continue to engage in healthy ways. And you notice I say in healthy ways, because we can engage. We can engage in ways that is not healthy, not for ourselves, not for our environment, or for the people that surround us. Just have to look at it like this. Do you have a group of people who encourage you in your greatness or your weakness? Let me say that again. Do you have people who encourage you in your greatness or your weakness? Because those that encourage you in your greatness, they truly, truly, truly want to see you elevate and go to the next chapter. They're not talking behind your back. They're not stabbing you behind in your back. They are making sure that everything, if they are responsible for it, is there and responsible, and making sure that your path is easy. Those are the ones that are truly rooting for you. Those that don't want you to succeed or anything, the thing they will give you are excuses. Are excuses. Every reason as to why this cannot happen. But they think because they say that this cannot happen, you don't have a plan B, C, D, or E, that you are totally dependent upon them. No, no, no. No, no, no. Not today. Not today. No, ma'am. No, sir. Mm-mm. Because, see, when you belong to the Most High, when you understand where your food, your manna comes from, this is the part that trips them up. Trips them up because they think, oh, she's bleeding from the back. Oh, I will stop that. That's not going to happen. Oh, no, no, no. No, ma'am, no, sir. It does happen. And it happens in the place of where you need it to happen. So, for those that understand exactly what I'm saying, excuses versus results, that's your purpose. Make that choice. Don't let excuses be the reason why something stops. Believe me, I was living in that excuse land, and I didn't even realize I was living in that excuse land, but I was. So because I was not aware, and now my blinders are off and I'm aware, I'm living in the land of results. And, you know, you have to understand that about yourself, because you can give yourself a multitude of excuses and be all right and never realize that this is a passive way of not addressing what needs to be addressed. But when you start doing the results actually move you towards being not only aware, but being responsible and attentive to yourself. Not relying on others to be the reason for you being good. You have to learn to be good because of what you do. And that is what I did. Starting in December of last year. And while the ride is getting ready to be bananas. Te amo. I love you. I'm learning some Italian, so there's some a little intersprinkling. So I just want, you know, y'all to realize that we do have our destiny in our hands. Our life is in our hands. And if we realize that and we honestly walk in that, what that gives us is the beginnings of a beautiful, and I say unique, experience. You are a beautiful soul. You are a person who is phenomenal. You're great. You are everything. But you have to walk in it. Walk in your purpose. Walk in your destiny. Walk in it. So, this is destiny in various aspects. There's three things that I have called actions for you to do. First of all, this is my birthday, so wish me happy birthday. For those fathers, happy Father's Day. But this, initially, intently, most importantly, is my birthday. Okay? That's first. If you are enjoying this and you want to be a blessing, you can be a blessing monetarily. You can be a blessing by sharing. You can be a blessing by making sure that I receive your comments, your feedback, or whatever. Let's grow this tribe. This tribe is growing by leaps and bounds. And believe me, it's going to continue to grow. It's going to continue to be. But only if you do your part. I do my part by showing up. Now do your part in being. All right? And thirdly, that was the thirdly, love. Love completely, deeply, and intently. Love is what we're commanded to do. And in doing so, we will do what? We will reap a harvest that we will not have room enough to store it. Love up on somebody who is not inspecting it. Yes, love up on somebody who is not expecting it. So this is destiny in various aspects. Tuning out and saying, you have an awesome, awesome day. Thank you.